9 months later, after you, the people of Ohio, voted to approve the legalization of recreational marijuana sales in our state, the first product could be sold tomorrow. There are, I think, about 120 or 160 licensed dispensaries and a few provisional licenses that can start to sell recreationally beginning tomorrow. If you're a pothead, if you want to experiment, if you want to try it for the first time, it's very exciting. This is what this is the will of the voters of Ohio, as with more than two dozen other states across the country have chosen to do to legalize recreational marijuana in their state. J-Man Joyner is joining me now on the Scott Sands Show, host of weedandwhiskey.tv. You can also learn more at imjman.com. J-Man, we're about to join you in the recreational participation tomorrow.
Boy, it sure sounds like it's going to be a big hit there in Ohio. I just learned, Scott, y'all have your own, denomination of weed.
I didn't know that. What do you mean by denomination of weed?
An Ohio tent. I had never heard of it being called a tent. Now, we're down here in Texas and everybody else, they come in eighths and quarters and halves and ounces. But your state requires it to be packaged in 2.83-gram amounts.
What?
And it's known in the industry now as the Ohio tent.
Why now? Why would Ohio screw things up like that? What's the equivalent of a dime bag, or do they still sell?
That's right. It was just a dime, a nickel, and a penny.
do they still sell lids? I don't even know how much what a lid was. I'm not even sure I know what weight of a lid was.
That's what we called them. We called them lids when I was growing up. Young people, they call them zips now.
I don't know what a zip is.
The man says, "Hey, J-Man, check out this zip." I'm like, "What?" I said, "Well, it's a baggie. It's a Ziploc baggie that holds an ounce of weed, and they call it a zip now." Went right over the top of my bald head.
I don't even know, an ounce of weed. That sounds like it would be a lot, or no? I don't know. No, that wouldn't be a lot, would it?
J-Man, if it's good stuff, that'll last me a week if I'm not really, got a lot of friends over or anything. Other people, that last them a whole quarter, 3 months maybe.
Right.
Just depends on how much you smoke. But the interesting thing is, while you have flower available there in Ohio, vape cartridges, edibles, beverages, and even topical creams, initially you're going to have to go to a medical marijuana dispensary that has now been approved for recreational. And I think it's a good thing, especially, Scott, for people that have really never tried this before.
Right.
It's better that they go to some place that they could be educated a little bit. Hey, my back hurts, or I just want to get high and see what it feels like. There'll be some people that can help walk them through that. So I think Ohio did a smart thing in starting off with their medical people being the first ones that can sell recreationally.
Okay, so I didn't realize that. So you can still get the beverages, the edibles, the creams, but you have to go to a medical dispensary for that. And at the solely recreational dispensary, what, they can only sell the actual flower?
Well, no. The my understanding is the solely recreational dispensaries aren't open yet. In other words, the way they rolled this out, about 100 locations, if it's in the jurisdiction that has voted for marijuana sales. Some of your cities,
right,
and your provinces or counties, whatever you want to call them up there in Ohio, they've chosen not to participate in allowing for the sales. And that happens a lot of places down here in Texas with alcohol. They have a dry county. In other words, you got to go across the county lines to be able to get beer or wine or liquor. The other thing is really interesting is how much they allow someone to buy at one time. They kind of got a little throttle on that. And you could mix and match. You could buy flower, which is the dried plant material. You could buy vape pens. You could buy edibles. But a combination of those will still have to meet within a certain maximum amount of THC per, I want to say it's every occasion. In other words, you go outside, come back in, and buy again. But if one time standing at the counter, they limit how much you can buy.
So you can't buy for the year all at once. They're wanting you to come and be a frequent customer rather than buying everything you need at once.
Yeah, I tried that in Vegas, Scott, when they first made it legal in Vegas. We were out there, I went in there and I bought a bunch of stuff, and I went back 2 days later, and they said, sir, you still have two more days before you can come back. You bought too much the first time. I'm like, I didn't know that.
I had no idea. I don't think in Michigan they give a damn. I think you can go up there and get as much as you want and bring it wherever you want to go. I mean, it's illegal.
Same thing with the street
lines.
Dealers, and there's still a lot of those out there, you know, because of all these complicated issues that they've got. Some states, you got to stand on one foot and put one hand in your pocket when you're at the register. I think you good folks in Ohio, if you want to grow your own, you can do that now, but you had to pay $12 for a piece of paper to tie around your plant.
like a deer tag if you're going hunting.
Like a deer tag, yeah.
Makes sense. We're talking to Jerry J-Man Joyner. Weedandwhiskey.tv is the show, and IamJMan.com. Look, I agree that especially for newbies, people that don't really have not partaken in a long time, perhaps, or ever, and they want to experiment, they want to try it out, going somewhere where they can educate you is probably wise. I have been in Michigan, and you know, I'm not a pot owner. I'm not smoking and getting high all the time, but I've gone with friends in Michigan, and while I was with them at the dispensary in Michigan, I thought, well, you know what? Let me ask if there's something they could get for my lower back pain, and the bud tender. I don't know what they call them there, but the yep. bartender for the buds was super informative and was like, do you want to have any sort of high? Do you want to go to sleep? Do you want to use this when you wake up in the morning or when you're going to bed? And it gave me some gummies that were a hybrid of THC and CBD, and I'll take one playing golf, and it works terrifically.
And so you got some relief from that. You know, the Americans are 80% of them think that this should be legal across the country. And so many of them are getting some wellness. But I'd like to make sure and caution all you Ohioans that may be new to this. It's like, well, I smoked some pot back in the 70s. It's a lot stronger now, folks. Trust me. And use some smart moderation. You know, these gummies and stuff, the onset can take 30, 45 minutes. I saw a fella eat a gummy and had him a couple of drinks, and then later on, he was speaking a foreign language from Lord of the Rings or something. I mean, he was messed up because he wasn't used to having that THC in his system and then mixing it with alcohol like anything. No different than a prescription drug. You know, you have to be cautious, folks. So just use a little bit and see how it affects you and work yourself into this. Trust me, they'll have more for you to buy. It won't all be gone. You don't have to do it all the first day, right?
Don't do all the weed on day one, people. Just pace yourself with the legalization of recreational pot tomorrow. So, J-Man, what recommendations do you have for people who may want to try it for the first time? People who may not have been going up to Michigan all the time to buy it there. If you know, now that it's legal, you may want to give it a shot, see if it's going to help you sleep at night, see if you want to get high instead of drinking a six-pack of beer. What do you recommend?
Well, and you just hit it on right there, Scott. I would suggest somebody that's new to this, maybe try one of the beverages. One of the beverages is at 5 milligrams or 2.5 milligrams. It's called nanoemulsification, meaning that it's a water soluble, so it metabolizes in your endocannabinoid system faster, so you feel the effects, right? If you do one of these gummies, you're not going to feel it right away, and you're going to think it didn't work. You're going to want to take some more, and then you're going to maybe be overindulged. We're used to drinking. We know what it feels like when we drink a beer, right? And so one of these THC beverages is kind of like drinking a beer, and it wears off fairly fast also. Some people, a fat boy like me, if I wasn't having a lot of THC in my system, it could take hours before it fully metabolized and was out of my system where I didn't feel any of the effects. But the other thing, folks, is like Scott was talking about, if you've got some pain, they've got stuff that has THC. It's not going to get you high. It's not going to mess with your brain. It's not even going to show up in a drug test if you rub it on your body, a topical. My 86-year-old mother rubs that on her foot for plantar fasciitis, and her foot feels great. But man, maybe she is getting high. No, I don't think she's getting any psychotropic effect. But the THC just works well for pain for a lot of people. So think about those things also. It's not just all about, even though it's recreational and you don't have to. Oh, if there is a reason still to get your medical card in Ohio, There's an additional 10% excise tax. So if you go buy $100 worth, you're going to pay your sales tax, and you're going to pay another 10% excise tax on top of that if you don't have a medical card. And it's pretty easy to get a medical card in today's time. So you might consider that, save you 10%.
Is there a difference between smoking the flower, smoking a joint, and what you get out of a vape?
There is, Scott, and I'll have to be a plain talker and a straight shooter. I'm not a big advocate of the vaping because there's other things that are required to be put in there with that oil, with the THC oil, to make it work. Now, they talk about having some that's pure resin and such, but they still got some other oils and additives. And the potency, while the joint, the THC in that is much higher than it used to be, with these vapes and these waxing and dabbing things, some of those things can be 70 or 80% THC. Way too much for me and Willie and Snoop even, okay? I mean, it's just too potent for one puff. And I highly recommend people be very cautious if they're going to try to do any of those things.
What kind of dosage are you looking for if you're new to smoking or using THC in marijuana? Is you mentioned 5 milligrams or 2.5 milligrams. Is that kind of the starting point, the base for most people?
It is. Many of the drink manufacturers are doing that simply because they don't want people getting overindulged, but they want them to be able to feel it and get. And it's a different kind of feeling than alcohol. That's the other aspect of this. And if you want to smoke it, folks, maybe start off with what they call a dog walker.
Okay, I don't.
It's a little tiny. It's a little tiny joint, Scott. You get 4 or 5 little puffs off of it when you go to walk your dog, instead of a big one, because you got a big one, you think, I don't want to waste it, and you just keep smoking on it. And next thing you know, you're super high. So get a dog walker.
So you're starting off with a Roach clip, is what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They got a little filter. You don't even need a Roach clip anymore.
That's perfect. What about the difference in the actual types of flowers, strains of marijuana? There's what, sativa and indica and hybrid, I guess.
That's right. Easy way to remember it, folks. Indica means in the couch. Just kind of parallel that. That's gonna give you a body high and make you want to sit down and veg and be, hey, man. Now, sativa, that's gonna make you be hyper like old J-Man, you know? And a hybrid's kind of a cross of both. If you smoke as much as I do or put as much THC in your system, it's really hard to tell the differences in those, but for the average person, you could really kind of say, okay, I want to smoke this one to lift me up, and I want to smoke this one to kind of mellow me out and help me chill. Ricky Williams, the Heisman Trophy winner, he's got his own strain of marijuana, and he's got a pregame, a halftime, and a postgame, which is kind of sativa, hybrid, right, and then indica. Right.
Jerry J-Man Joyner, IamJMan.com, and he's the host at weedandwhiskey.tv. And again, as we're talking about this, sure, it's going to become legal tomorrow, but if you're going to indulge, if you're going to participate, do it responsibly. It's just the same as driving under the influence of alcohol. You go out to a bar or a restaurant, you have a couple of glasses of wine, a couple of bourbons, whatever it is, be responsible. If you're going to do this when you're out and about, get an Uber, find somebody who's sober to drive you home. You're going to do it at home, stay at home, and don't get on the roads. Look, we're not encouraging anybody to get out and participate recklessly. Just because it is legal doesn't mean you got to act a fool. You don't have to ruin it for everybody. It's a pretty succinct way of putting it, I think.
That's right. Use common sense. If you don't have any, Scott and me, you call our hotlines. We'll help you get a dose of common sense and use your good judgment.
J-Man, it's great to have you on. We'll see what happens tomorrow. I can't wait to report back to you after the first week of sales.
Sounds good, Scott. Anytime, buddy.